Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I am Shay Renee, your host. I am going to be hosting the show tonight by myself. Here's a little bit of philosophy, and I just saw a headline, and I hadn't did a show in so long. It's May 27th. Yeah, another year, 2020, guys. We are in the year of 2020, and I just decided to just get my feet wet again. I hadn't did a show in a while. Been going through some transitions, you know, but that's all about life, you know, and as a life coach, hey, I can't coach you unless I experience life. So welcome back, and I'd like to welcome myself back, and of course, I'm going to start out with my theme music, I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. Hey, you know, every woman, you know, it's all about women empowerment, and so, you know, hey, I'm always encouraging the girls. So it has been a long time. And I thought, okay, what kind of topic can I talk about just to get my feet wet once again? So I'd seen an article, and it was talking about artificial intelligence. And people, you know, are already running around nervous with masks on because of the pandemic that is going on right now. And now they've given us another one, artificial intelligence, to put more fear into us. And so I wanted to address, you know, if I was going to pick out one, I was like, okay, well, to get my feet wet, you know, something simple, you know, and easy to put you at ease, you know. As a life coach, I always try to put you at ease, you know, and give you some positivity and keep you encouraged going through life, you know. We're trying to understand it. We're trying to some people are trying to make it great again, and I'm trying to figure out, well, what define what your great is first, you know, and then let us all agree. But I wanted to get my feet wet, and I was like, you know, okay, people are panicking. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about if artificial intelligence is going to take their position in the workforce. And I'm just like, let's think about that. And I love the language. I love words, and I love how they put together certain words. So you have intelligence, and we all basically know what intelligence means. Intelligence is more than just education. Intelligence is just something that's natural. It just comes natural. You know, you can't be taught intellect. Now, you can be taught education. You can be taught things, programs, and different things like that, but you cannot be taught intellect. And I say that because back in the day, and if you read about what I put down in the show, back in the day we had many scholars, and a lot of those people that were intellectuals that we read about today, and we take what they have taught us and we put it into the works that we do today. Those were people that lacked an education but yet had the intellect. So intellect is different than education. Now, they put the word artificial. Well, we all know what artificial is. Artificial is something that's not real. So why are we getting nervous about something that is not real when it comes to intellect? The thing about artificial intelligence is nothing unless it has something putting information into it, putting knowledge into it, advancing its technology, advancing its memory, advancing its knowledge in whatever it is in information. So artificial intelligence will never take over the world, because if artificial intelligence does not have anything putting something inside of it, then it is what it is, artificial. It's not real. So it can't function. It can only provide the information that has been put into them. When intellect is something totally different. Intellect has to be with a real person, okay? And so intellect is always learning, always advancing, always getting knowledge, while artificial intelligence has to have knowledge put into it. Intellect is just flowing because it's an actual human and not something that's computerized or having to be programmed. So rest assured, okay, artificial intelligence, from that headline, I don't believe will be taking over the world, okay? So I believe that you are safe, okay? So we are moving into a technology type of society, but the thing is that we can't get caught up in that because people need physical contact, okay? People need to communicate and have relationships with people, other people, okay? It's not good and it's not healthy for isolation. Now, you know, we have this thing going on, and they're saying stay in the house. Just basically, they're opening stuff back up. But the health benefits when it comes to isolation are far and few in between, because people need human interaction. And so I'm glad that things are opening up and people are being able to have human contact again, human relationships, human communicating with each other, and having the ability to actually start being around each other again. So I am happy about that because, you know, hey, it's May 27th. It's about summertime. And, you know, when it's warm outside and the sun's shining and different things like that and the weather's great, people want to get outside. People want to enjoy the day and enjoy their time and enjoy life. So I'm glad that we're being able to get back to some normalcy and some healthy things. You know, I haven't been able to work out like I normally do. The gyms have been closed. I haven't been able to get my nails done and little things that I like to do that make you feel good. You haven't been able to do those things. And so, you know, you always teach people to love yourself. You know, you have to love yourself. You have to love yourself first. And so isolation has stopped a lot of stuff. And, you know, so it's opening back up. Get back to loving yourself, spoiling yourself. Because if you don't take care of you, no one else will take care of you. So you always have to take care of yourself first. So it feels good to be back. It feels good to be back, man. I feel like I'm just back in the flow again. I guess it's almost like, you know, you never lose it. Once you do it, you got it. And so it feels good to be back. And I hope everyone has been staying positive. I hear domestic violence is up since this lockdown thing has taken place. So people have had to be around each other for a long length of time, and it's caused a lot of dramatic incidents and domestic violence situations to occur. So thank God we're being able to get back to normal and get out and about and separate and get away from that kind of thing so that, you know, we don't have to deal with domestic abuse. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, we don't want a lot of that, you know, because it's like, okay, courts are not even open, you know, things are not even open to even conduct business. So, but now they have been doing more with the technology since the lockdown. me myself, I've been doing some video calling, and you know, I love the video calling, video chatting. I do, because when you can't see your loved ones, when you can see them via video chat and talk to them, and I see them, it's almost like you're together again. So, you know, it does help to substitute, but it does not replace actually being able to visit your loved ones and seeing them and giving them hugs and kisses and all that good stuff. So it's a good thing that we're getting back to normal so that we can have those interactions with the with our loved ones and the people that we love, our children and family and friends and stuff. So it's good that we're getting back to being able to do that thing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, people are getting more calm about this and being more careful, you know, with everything. You know, I've always talked about, you know, a healthy lifestyle and, you know, living a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, no one else will. So love yourself first. Take care of yourself, okay? And do what's best for you. Do what's best for you. If staying in the house away from people and not having human contact is best for you, do what's best for you. But if getting out, having contact with people, talking to people, do what makes you happy. Stay healthy and keep the healthy lifestyle. Love yourself, okay? Love yourself. Take care of yourself. We live in a crazy world. People are getting crazy, and fear and chaos doesn't help. And so, you know, hopefully we can get a soundness of mind and calm down a little bit and bring some order back into the world instead of panic. Because the world needs it, and the world wants it. And they want some order. They don't want just chaos and panic and, you know, and drama all the time. They want some order, some, you know, a little bit of peace of mind. I've been talking to some people and stuff, and they just want the peace of mind again. And so hopefully with things opening back up, hopefully we'll get back to some normalcy and some order and, you know, some good living, enjoying life again, instead of, you know, just running around in a panic all the time. Hopefully that'll be coming around soon. Since I haven't been broadcasting, man, you talk about a transition. I've been through some transitions, and I say transitions plural because it's been a lot of transitions. Learning a lot, growing a lot. Finding out more about me and gifts and finding out more about others and their gifts and more like-minded people. It's a great thing. It's not always a great thing going through things, but it's a good thing when you begin to mix and mingle and meet people of like-minded, similar values and like-mindedness and likeness and direction and hopes and dreams and vision for, you know, your life and your world. And so it's always a good thing to mingle with those types of people. When you come together, you create great things. And so I'm excited about the future, coming together with some great people and you know, doing what we do and making some great things happen. I'm excited about that. I think I probably would have had this mindset or the concepts or the ideals had I not went through the transitions, because, first of all, I would always tell you to love yourself and to take care of yourself first, you know, because nobody else is going to take care of you better than you. Well, in this transition, this is what I've learned. And I've told you several times before that I am a giver, And you have to watch yourself when you're surrounded by takers, because takers don't have a limit. They just keep taking. Givers have to have a limit. They have to stop the takers from taking. And so that is one of the things, major things that I've learned going through the transitions that I've gone through, is that in order for me to love myself, yes, I can be a giver, but at the same time, I have to know when to stop and when to draw the line and when to say no. You know, and yes, has, you know, I used to say, get used to saying no, because that makes your yes more valuable. And I did. I got used to saying no. But when I said yes, it made it more valuable. It made it more valuable, because now I have singly focused the direction of when I say yes. And that's more powerful than just saying yes to everything, you know. And so, but it's loving yourself, because you know what you need in your life. You know what you're good at. You know what you're called to do. You know, hopefully, you know what your purpose is in life while you were born. If you don't, keep tuning into the show, and hopefully you will begin to see why you were born and created to be in the earth, and what your part is to play in this great masterpiece that I call life. We all have a part to play, and so we have to know what that part is, because even scripture tells us that when the body comes together and it fitly joins together, I mean, the body has to fitly join together. So if everybody is in their proper place, the body can fitly join together, and it would be for the edification of a world. Okay, the building up of a world, the building up of people. And so, always, always, always love yourself first. Take care of yourself first, because nobody's going to take care of you better than you. Artificial intelligence will not take your position, because if no one is putting nothing into artificial intelligence, then artificial intelligence is stagnant. It is not able to do anything. It has to have somebody putting something into it for it to be able to function and do anything in any capacity. So you are safe, okay? Delete that fear, okay? Get rid of that fear. You're safe, okay? You know, if you have a breakdown, people, we can, you know, break down. But when you have computer glitches, oh, that's something else, okay? Something else on a total different level. Because sometimes one computer glitch can mess up the whole system and all the computers don't work. So humans are not quite like that. You might have one person out of whack, but everybody may not be out of whack, and can go on. The work can continue. So always remember that. What else would I want to talk about today? I guess I would say, since it's been a while, enjoy your life. I got to fulfill something that I've always wanted to fulfill, and it was like on my bucket list, and it wasn't still in the country, so it wasn't like something major, but it was, you know, something that I did want to do. And so, you know, you have a little bucket list of things you want to do in your life and experience and accomplish. And so, and if you don't have a bucket list, you know, some may have a vision board. I'm not sure exactly what you call it, but I call mine a bucket list. And so those are things that eventually I want to do one day in my life before I'm out of here. And so I got to fulfill a bucket list of mine. And I got to visit a place that I've always wanted to visit. And it was great. It was great. I met people. I always knew, you know, that, oh, these are going to be like the coolest people ever. And it's certain places where I think that, because I think like the place is like one of the most coolest places ever, you know. So, and so I think that the people are the most coolest people ever. that's just me, you know. Everybody's probably not like that, but certain places that are on my bucket list already imagine and envision how it would be when I finally get to do what's on my bucket list, okay? But that's how you create a bucket list and a vision board and all of that. You are thinking and dreaming and daydreaming and imagining of doing certain things, and that's what helps you bring it into fruition and into reality. So I got to visit a place where I've always wanted to visit, and, man, I had never had so much energy in my life. Every day I was up, I was running, I was up early, I was like, I mean, it was just, it made me feel different, even though I didn't get to do everything that I wanted to do. I did do a lot of things that I wanted to do and saw a lot of things that I wanted to do. Didn't quite do everything that I wanted to do on the bucket list, but I was thankful that I did get an opportunity to experience what I did experience. It was, you know, definitely life-changing. And I can say I've done it now. And that's the best part, is to say that, okay, I've done that now. I've been there, I've done that, you know. Now I do want to still, you know, go back, I think, to place. But I got to do that, and it's nothing. The feeling is a good feeling when you have something that you want to accomplish and you accomplish it in your life. Guys, that's like a feeling that, you know how it is when you set a goal and you accomplish that goal. You can't even explain the feeling that you get when you accomplish something that you may have thought up. It may start out as a dream, but you know everything is a seed. And you have to put those thoughts out there. You have to put those things out there. Because if you don't put those things out there, then you don't give it the opportunity to grow into something bigger, into something great, and into something that you wrote down to accomplish in your life. And that's what life coaching is all about, getting you to know why you're here. Know what your purpose is in life. Write down goals. Accomplish those goals. Live your life and become all that you were born to be. And that is someone great. And so I was happy about that. And I was excited about it. And, you know, the adrenaline of doing something that you've always wanted to do is like, that's energy in itself. I mean, that's energy in itself because it's something that you want to do, so you've already got the adrenaline, and that's just feeding into your energy, and you're just like, wah, I'm here, yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, you've accomplished something, and it's just a different feeling of accomplishing something and doing it and being there. And like I said, I need to go back. I'm going to have to go back because I didn't do everything that I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. But at the same time, I did it. And so even though I didn't do every little thing, I did what I set out to do. And yes, I did it. I did it. And it was great. I mean, it was great. And I can say I've done it. I can say, hey, I've done this and I've seen this. And, you know, so it was great. It was great. And like I said, it's probably not too big to most people, but, you know, it's something that I wanted to accomplish. So it was major to me, you know. And there's things, you know, hey, it just depends on what it is for that individual, because that individual, see, it's an individual journey, it's an individual life. And so that's why I tell people all the time is that no one is going to take care of you better than you. You can have friends, you can have family, you can have colleagues, you can have all of that. You can have your groups and all of that, but no one is going to take care of you better than you. We are all unique. We are all a part of the body, and we fit in a particular position. And when we get in that position, man, what a world this would be. It would. It would. And that's not me fantasizing or daydreaming or believing something that can't happen. That's me telling the world that's fearful and insecure to not be fearful and to be secure and know that when we come together and find out why we individually are here, then we'll have all the answers we need. We'll have all the answers we need because everyone will know what they are called to do and why they were born in the first place. And that's the beauty of life, knowing why you're here and doing what you're supposed to do and putting it out there, those seeds, to watch them grow into something beautiful and something great. So that right there was a piece of intellect, okay? That's the difference in intellect and artificial intelligence. Intellect is just a download. And I call it a download because when I get into the mode of giving philosophy, you know, some people call it philosophy. It's just my way of seeing things and the way my brain thinks. When it comes to life and with me going through the things that I've gone through in life and overcoming those things allowed me to see life in the way that I see it. And I didn't let it take me under. I saw the reasoning behind it. I didn't let it take me under. But at the same time, I used it. I remember one time I had a job. And I used to think, man, they're doing me so wrong because I'm having to do all these people's jobs and still get the same pay, and I'm doing all of this work, and they don't never have to do all this work, and I get the brunt of everything, and I just get the hardest of everybody, and I'm thinking it's a bad thing. And somebody that was higher up in the company was like, don't look at that as a bad thing. It's really a blessing, said, because you're going to walk out of here and you're going to know everything from the floor to the ceiling. You're going to know everything. That's going to make you a force to be reckoned with because you're going to know everything from the bottom to the top. You're going to know everything, and that's going to make you successful. And said, while other people are playing and not taking it seriously, you're learning everything. Don't complain. Don't complain, but learn. And that freed me. Sometimes I will still complain. I will. I'm human. And when things get on your nerves, they just get on your nerves. But I learned at the same time and realized that there's a lesson in everything. And when you learn it, you become better. Knowledge is power. So get knowledge. Get knowledge about life. Life is beautiful. Okay? So get knowledge about life. Enjoy and savor every moment that you have when it comes to life because it's beautiful, but it's also short. And with that being said, I am out of time. Hopefully you enjoyed this. I enjoyed it, getting my feet wet again, sharing what's in my heart. As I've always done, and just talked about what I was just thinking. So hopefully it reached you, and if it did, leave a comment. If it reached you and you could identify, pass it on. Somebody else might need it. Somebody else might need to be encouraged. Somebody else might be on the verge of becoming depressed, guys. Share it with them. If it encouraged you, let it encourage someone else. Because we all have a part to play Your part may be to share. Your part may be to comment. Your part may be to give a philosophy yourself. But hey, love yourself, because nobody's going to love you better than you. Live more, laugh more, and love more. Until next time, I'm Shay Renee, and you are listening to today's Lifeline series. Yes, it's the Lifeline series. And so stay tuned in, and hey, I love you. Until next time.